Here with Davo, after a 1-0 home defeat in the next pre-season friendly against North Lee. Davo, I suppose one big positive that I saw in the first half was you needed to change the shape and you adapted to that quite well. So if nothing else, maybe that was a positive from today. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would, yeah. It's important that you're adaptable, and we've got various shapes that we're looking at and we've talked the lads through. And today was probably the first chance where we needed to really utilise that other, you know, options that we've got. So they were on top for 20 minutes or so. Thought they were getting a joy in the midfield area, so we changed it, and it paid dividends, and we looked really good for the second half of the first half. So yeah, it worked well.
And in that first half, although you needed to make that change, for all of their possession, they didn't create an awful lot. And then you're right, the second half of that first half, I thought you looked much the better side, actually. And when you're on the ball, carved out two or three very good opportunities, both in open play and from set plays as well.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was... I was talking to their manager, and Wade Turk, a friend of mine from Salisbury days, who plays in the midfield for him, and they agreed. It was sort of a half of two halves. For the first 20 minutes or so, they looked really lively. And then for the second 25, we looked really lively, but the difference was, I thought we sort of hurt them a little bit. We created some good chances, missed two or three really good chances, a couple from open play and one from a set piece. And we probably should have been ahead at half time, to be honest.
And second half, again, not much in it really. Pretty even game again. Obviously, they score, which maybe, in my opinion, a bit of a sloppy goal, and certainly disappointing with the way that you set yourself up. And then obviously the changes, sort of six or seven changes in bulk again to obviously get players' minutes.
Yeah, the goal was a poor goal. It was poor pass from the right back area, and then ball got played in behind as well, and we didn't track that, and they got a shot, the keeper's made a good save, Deese, who's stepped in for us again, made a good save, and spun up in the air, and they reacted, we didn't react, so things to work on. Poor goal, but that's what pre-season's about. And after that, well, I said we made the changes, and it was the flow of the game wasn't great. They made three or four changes as well, and it just wasn't as good a quality of game. And as I said, again, it's not the problem. It's not the fault of the lads that were coming on. It's just the way that the game goes. And so it got a bit scrappy, but we had one or two half sniffs of a goal, but didn't get it. They had a couple of extra chances as well. So in the end, the game sort of petered out to a 1-0 defeat. And shame that we lost, but loads of positives to take from the game again today.
Yeah, and taking the score aside, how does that affect your pre-season preparations? Obviously, you've had games thick and fast this week. You've had three in sort of 7 days, or four in about 12 days, all in all. You've got another one, obviously, Tuesday. Are things starting to shape up the way you want them to? Are players giving you the answers you want?
Yeah, 100%. I'm really pleased with it. We've got 22 now that we've got it down to, from sort of 26, 28, and that might be chopped down again a little bit for Tuesday, and we've got to make some decisions for August the 6th. We've got two games to go. We've got Hungerford Conference Southside on Tuesday, which would be a really good test for us, and we look forward to that. And then we've got Slough Town, who are sort of fairly fancied to do well in the Southern Prem on Saturday. So two really good games for us. A few training sessions to come in between as well, between now and the end and the start of the season, and things will be things will take shape. Definitely, they are already, and I think they'll continue to do so. We're really pleased, really, very, really happy with it, and we'll keep going.
And what's been interesting from watching the games is that you've had different players playing in what I would class watching last season as well, in different positions. Is that something that you've sort of finished experimenting with now, or is that something that you're going to continue to do through the last couple of games?
No, I think we'll continue to do it a little bit. Players are wanting one of 11 shirts at the end of the day, and if their position's been sort of nailed in by a player in that position doing really well, then they want to get on that team sheet somewhere. So they're open to it. We if we see a sort of little chink or a little sort of snippet of something in someone, we want to have a look at it and see if we can develop it. We've we've adapted several players down the years, you know. Dan Russell came as a right back, moved him to a centre half. Jack White last year, centre forward, put him as a centre half, and you know, that went really well. So we think we can adapt several things and several players, and we'll continue to do that. But you know, in terms of August 6th, we're sort of three quarters of the way there in terms of what we think we're going to be doing.
And any final thoughts on North Lee? Obviously, they're a good side, and they'll be up there this year.
Yeah, I like them as a club. They're a good club. They always play good football. We always seem to have really good games against them. So I really appreciate them coming down. They seem pleased with the workout. You know, they were pleased with the pitch and everything like that. And you know, I wish their manager well, John Brough, who's gone there from Cinderford. They won the league with Cinderford, and I'm sure he'll bring success there to them. And I wish them well. And obviously my mate Turks as well, who's still a good player at this level. And you know, I wish them well and thank them for the game.
Well done today, and best of luck Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks.